This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Several U.S. states scaled back their reporting on COVID-19 this month, just as cases across the country tripled, with the Delta variant of the virus spreading quickly among the unvaccinated. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note Saturday when asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said, "We look forward to them making progress, but we'll see what happens." The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and are threatening a number of provincial capitals. Advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Thousands took to the streets in Paris to protest the implementation of a health pass that is being debated in the French Senate on Saturday, organizing a gathering and speeches near the Eiffel Tower. Public anger at government measures to curb the spread of COVID-19, which some say are an attack on their liberty, has given the infamous yellow vest that 2 years ago challenged President Emmanuel Macron's rule fresh momentum. French anti-riot police fired tear gas. Brief clashes erupted when protesters reached the area and a railway station. Scuffles broke out in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Saturday as protesters demanded the impeachment of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, whose popularity has fallen in recent weeks amid corruption scandals against the backdrop of the pandemic. Demonstrators and police faced off in the city after night fell, with smoke rising from tear gas canisters and flashbangs exploding. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA.